with the shape of you.
Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, 7:15. Let's take a look at the world we're waking up to this April morning, the 16th.
Well, of course, the massive news that has been talked about all over the world is the fire that started yesterday afternoon, and we still don't know how, at Notre Dame Cathedral, one of the oldest churches in Europe, 850 years of history, 1160 it's been there since, and it's seen so many weddings of kings, and Napoleon was inaugurated there, so many stories.
Steeped in history.
Absolutely.
And indeed, tourist picture. In fact, I'm looking at a picture you took yourself there with a friend of yours back in 2012.
Yeah, I think most people who have ever been to Paris will have stood in front of the Notre Dame and gotten a picture, and people are heartbroken about this all over the world.
You see, François-Henri Pion, the CEO of Gucci, and Yves Saint Laurent, he's donated 100 million straight up.
Yeah, and I'd imagine we're going to see a lot of that over the next few days. The latest, anyway, and this was posted 2 hours ago by the BBC, is that firefighters have managed to save the Gothic building's main stone structure, including its two towers, but the spire and roof are gone. The fire was declared under control about 9 hours after it started. 400 firefighters were there, many of them in very perilous conditions, and I understand one of them is quite seriously injured, which is terrible. The French President Emmanuel Macron visited the site last night as well, and just talking about what makes it so special, and people have been holding vigils and singing outside it. The top trending thing on Twitter in Ireland, however, is hashtag moving statues onto something completely different.
Do you know something? I was looking at a bit of, I was out late last night, I was coming back from Carlo, and it was on the telly last night.
Yeah.
Golly, it brought back so many memories.
Yeah. It's the kind of thing that if it happened nowadays, I don't know if it would turn into the movement, no pun intended, that
yeah,
it did.
Yeah, you'd wonder.
34 years ago, 1985, if you can remember back then, basically there was a huge, huge phenomenon of music moving statues at Ballinspittal, and this ended up like being talked about on the Late Late and all over the country. Three women who claimed to have seen an apparition of the Virgin Mary in the night sky still insist that had happened in a new RTE documentary, which is aired last night. Now, I haven't seen it. I must watch it on Player.
Yeah, it's worth a look, because it also takes in a lot of what was going on at the time, socially and
absolutely
topically.
And we would have been a far, far more devout country than we are now, I think, as well, back in the 1980s.
Safe to say, yeah.
But yeah, if anybody saw the Moving Statues documentary, let us know what you thought.
Or indeed saw the Moving Statues.
Yeah, yeah, maybe you're one of the people who are still adamant that that Virgin Mary statue you did move. There's a story in the Irish Examiner this morning that I think is quite sad, and I think social media has a lot to answer for here. A culture of picture-perfect parenting causes more than half of Irish parents to feel like they are failing, research has found, which is terrible. The new global study, so it's not just an Irish one, has revealed that more than half of parents feel like within the first year of parenthood they're not doing as well as others, and mothers are more likely to feel like this than fathers. Research carried out by Waterwipes has found that the picture-perfect portrayal of parenting on social media is disempowering parents. I don't know. There's an awful lot of, you know, hashtag feeling blessed, hashtag I'm so lucky, hashtag life is perfect, that goes on in social media, and nobody's life is perfect.
I think it's
terrible that people feel that they're not doing as well as others because of what they see on social media, because it's not a true image of what real
life
is like.
Totally. Facebook, any. You know, it's always the perfect pictures you see. Yeah.
Absolute Irish Radio is WLR's new online digital radio station.
Hello there, Daniel O'Donnell here. You're listening to Absolute Irish Radio.
Join me, John O'Shea, and a host of presenters each day playing the very best of country and Irish music on Absolute Irish Radio.
Hi guys, Cleona Hagan here.
The station is available 24/7 on the Irish Radio Player app, absoluteirish.com and wlrfm.com.
Hiya folks, Nathan here. Thanks for playing all my music. Look forward to seeing all our friends in Waterford very, very soon.
Find us on Facebook by searching for Absolute Irish Radio. WLR, supporting country and Irish music with Absolute Irish Radio.
Absolute Irish Radio. Live now on the Irish Radio Player app and absoluteirish.com.
Standard terms and conditions apply.
7:30. Let's go back to Liz for an update.
Thanks, Ollie. Good morning. French President Emmanuel Macron says the country will rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral. He visited the site of a fire last night which partially destroyed the 850-year-old medieval building in Paris. The main stone structure, including its two towers, have been saved, but the spire and roof collapsed. The cause of the fire, which was brought under control after 9 hours, isn't yet clear.
Sport Ireland will be before the Oireachtas Sport Committee later, the second time in 3 weeks. The body, who have suspended funding to the FAI, will voice their disappointment at the association's refusal to answer important questions at last week's sitting. They'll also announce plans to carry out a potential audit of the association pending the outcome of reviews into governance and financial matters. A Waterford senator says we now have an opportunity to take action on climate change. Grace O'Sullivan is part of the Joint Committee on Climate Action, which will officially launch its cross-party report this afternoon. It sets out a clear pathway for dealing with the issues, making over 40 recommendations across key sectors, including agriculture and transport.
WLR Sport.
To Bowland's Hyundai Waterford, home of the all-new Hyundai Tucson, Ireland's top-selling car. See Bowlands.com.
Starting with soccer, and Waterford FC and Sligo Rovers played out a scoreless draw in dreadful weather conditions in the showgrounds last night. Matt Keane was there.
Both sides had half chances during a scoreless opening 45 minutes. 1 minute into the second half, Matthew O'Connor in the Waterford goal saved brilliantly from David Cawley. And 5 minutes later, Mitchell Beeney, the Sligo Rovers keeper, did equally well to keep out an effort from Bastian Heary.
I must admit, I haven't seen All Round to Mrs. Brown's Boys very much. It's just not a show really terribly appeals to me. Now, they do have some good guests on it, and one of which was Johnny Vegas over the weekend. But what made it really interesting was the fact that his mammy, and they do this section whereby they'll have a high-profile star on, and they'll also have their mammy
good idea.
On the couch as well. But she was a gas woman, this diminutive, tiny little white-haired woman.
Quite speaking, elderly, I would say.
I would say, yeah. She's surely well into her 80s, maybe tip of 90 even, but she was not afraid to speak her mind, and I really admired that about her. But they asked her a question about did they like the show and all the rest of it, what Johnny Vegas did, but she misinterpreted and thought that they were talking about Mrs. Brown, and that's where she starts initially, and
okay.
then they go from there. But it'll explain itself when you hear
okay,
it here.
Okay, let's have a little listen to Johnny Vegas's mammy.
And do you enjoy watching his shows?
Yeah, I do. I watched you last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
No, she means his show. Is that
it? I watch you more than I watch you.
Do you enjoy watching my comedy shows when I do my stand-up?
I can't stand your stand-up. It's filthy.
It's not filthy. It's just a different take on looking at life.
Well, it's not my kind of life.
Do you know what?
Brilliant.
She was completely refreshing as a pundit slash mammy on TV. She nearly deserved it of her own little slot on it.
Totally. And isn't she sort of the opposite to the typical Irish mammy who thinks that her son can do no wrong?
Youthquake is a radio drama project developed by WLOR along with the TY students from Newtown School, De La Salle, The Ursuline and Ardskull Namara. The storylines follow the lives of five teenagers as they struggle with everyday issues, such as broken friendships, sexuality, online bullying, and family trauma.
My name is Anna Ryan.
My name is Alan Turner.
Secondary school student.
My name is Jay McDonald.
My name is Sally Smith.
My name is Luke Callahan. I'm one of the most hated lads in my school right now.
Tune in every Tuesday in April, just after the 6 p.m. news.
Dacia Today on WLR.
Thanks to Mulligan's. With 17 stores across the southeast, there's a Mulligan's pharmacy near you.
Good morning, I'm Damien Tiernan and you're listening to Dacia Today on WLR. On today's show, we hear from friars themselves about how sad they'll be leaving Waterford after 800 years.
Or it would be a terrible, terrible downfall for the older people. There's so much love and trust in the friars.
And are you going to wash that man right out of your hair on some enchanted evening?
I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way.
We preview the Waterford performance. All that and much more coming up in a packed show. But first, here's Liz with the news at 10. Liz.
Thanks, Damien. Good morning. Firefighters in Paris say the blaze, which has destroyed parts of Notre Dame Cathedral, is now fully extinguished. Its spire and much of the ancient roof collapsed last night, but the main structure, including the two bell towers, has been saved. The cathedral has been a landmark of the French capital for over 800 years. Journalist Elaine Cobb, who's from Waterford, is at the scene and has the latest on the investigation.
The officials here do say they don't believe there was any deliberate attempt at setting the fire. And in fact, the Paris prosecutor has opened the investigation for involuntary destruction.
The chief executive of Waterford City and County Council says planning guidelines are causing problems in every housing development in Waterford City. Michael Walsh made his comments while addressing councillors on a proposed development in the Williamstown area. It's adjacent to the paddocks in the city and is a strategic housing development that goes to Ombord Planola for fast-track approval. There are 324 homes and apartments planned. The council chief says he disagrees with Waterford's planning guidelines around density.
All I can say to you is that our planners, they're obliged to have regard to national policy, and we can only reflect that, and they've done so on a professional basis. The public and others, their court is on board Planola, and they have to make their representation there. I don't even agree with the density guidelines for Waterford, but I can't change them. They're a reality.
The FAI board has been accused of leaving Irish football in limbo. It's been confirmed John Delaney will step down as executive vice president while a review's carried out, but it's not clear what steps the association plans to take to address concerns over its governance. Stuart Gilhooley from the PFAI, which represents professional footballers, says there's still a lot of uncertainty.
It was disappointing yesterday that we're still very much left in limbo. The issue is that he has lost the confidence of the public. I think he's lost the confidence of the association, the football community. I think the circumstances where we now are, where we just don't know exactly what's going to happen, when the investigation is going to be over, what the result of that investigation is going to be, and if indeed he is going to leave in the association, is disappointing.
Firstly, people are just in a state of total shock. It's almost like a cultural September the 11th. A comment from a French person as they were watching, a Parisian resident watching Notre Dame burn last night. It was unbelievable to see it. Maria has put together a little compendium of some of the voices and sounds from last night, starting with Sky News reporter Dominic Waghorn.
I'm on the north bank of the Seine. So, and we're now looking at what is an absolutely sickening sight. I'm sure you're seeing it from a different angle. But what I'm seeing is the roof of the Notre Dame Cathedral that stretches from behind those two iconic towers where some of the stained glass windows are. That roof that runs down from there to the spire at the back is completely in flames.
It's the national symbol of France that has been damaged. It's a powerful symbol for us Christians. It's Holy Week. We're coming up to Easter. It's a strong symbol. We're completely destitute. Notre Dame is also a huge cultural and historic heritage site.
La bataille n'est pas encore totalement gagnée.
The worst has been avoided, even if the building hasn't been completely destroyed. But thanks to the efforts of so many, the facade has been saved.
Parisians singing and praying last night outside of Notre Dame. Joining me is Martin Dwyer. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Damien. Good morning. A very shocked and horrified France.
Absolutely. Martin, people would know you. You were a restaurateur in Waterford here for many years. You're living over in France for quite a while and you'd know Paris very well. Tell me, as you were watching that last night, what were your thoughts?
Well, I must confess to a few tears. I think that the building is so iconic, it absolutely devastated to see this isn't a building. This isn't a building that we can relate to in Ireland. There is no building in Ireland which, if it burned to the ground, would affect us as much as this building affects the whole of France, and particularly Paris. I mean, I've noticed since we came out here that it was never known as anything except the whole title, Notre-Dame de Paris, Our Lady of Paris. It's as if it was a personality of its own, like Our Lady of Lourdes, like Our Lady of Knock, Our Lady of Paris. It was a person, it was something that carried the history, a great concrete symbol of carrying the history of France for the inauguration of kings, the inauguration of emperors, and for the births and marriages and deaths of all the leaders of the country.
Dacia Today with Damien Tiernan on WLR.
Thanks to Mulligan's. With 17 stores across the southeast, there's a Mulligan's pharmacy near you.
Welcome back. We're talking about home births and stories in the paper recently about Meghan Markle is looking at a home birth, and it's obviously getting people interested in it again. Mary and Jackie, Mary, does it depend on the woman? In terms of whether are some women suited to home birth, are some women not?
Well, I think some women are suited to home birth. It's what they want. And I think most women they want the best outcome. They're not mavericks because they want a home birth. They look at, a lot of the women research it. They spend their pregnancy doing pregnancy yoga, eating well, not drinking, not smoking. These are usually women who have thought long and hard about it, and it suits them, and they're confident, and they go for it. Other women might just like to go to the hospital. I don't think they truly know. That's what they say to me when I meet them after these traumatic deliveries. They said, "We didn't know. We went to the prenatal classes. They never told us this, this, and this." And I think that's terrible, because I think people need to know what's going to happen, what can happen, and they can make decisions about that. It needs to be collaborative. That's the point here. It needs to be collaborative. It's the mother, it's the baby, it's the husband, or a partner. Everybody needs to be involved in this.
That is Abbey Side Lady, Moylan Brannock there, and Hopelessly Devoted. I think you recognise that song from the Grease movie, but it's a different version, and Moylan's on the line to us now. Hiya, Moylan, how are you today?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you?
Not too bad. You're not a home bird like myself. When I worked up in Dublin, I used to come home all the time at the weekends and during holidays, but you're up there enjoying the big smoke, are you?
I am. In fairness, I just kind of moved over into the city centre, so it's you can't go too far around staying up for a few days.
I tell you, it's a lively place. That is, we were just talking before the song finished, it's a very different version of Hopelessly Devoted to you. Are you playing that a lot at the live gigs?
Yes, I've been playing that for a few years.
Time for entertainment news for this Tuesday on the Lunchbox. For Life in Dungarvan today, as always, with the Greenway Manor Hotel. Well, you all saw those very sad pictures of Notre Dame on fire last night. Bit of good news out of it, though. François-Henri Pinault, the husband of Hollywood star Salma Hayek, has offered €100 million towards the rebuilding of Notre Dame. The roof and spire of the iconic 856-year-old cathedral in Paris collapsed amid a huge blaze, as you all probably saw last night. In a statement given to the French newspaper Le Figaro, Pinault pledged €100 million to help with the complete reconstruction of Notre Dame.
Live from Waterford and Dungarvan, this is Waterford at One News.
Good afternoon, I'm Liz Reddy. Today's top stories. A Waterford Fine Gael councillor says the scale of the development, which has already commenced in Kilbarry, will surprise people. The chief executive of Waterford City and County Council says planning guidelines are causing problems in every housing development in Waterford City. Tributes are being paid to the firefighters who put out the blaze at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. And in sport, tickets for the Waterford Senior Hurling home games against Clare and Limerick will only be available through clubs.
Where are we going? Bluebells, Young at Heart. Now, on the line, I have a man in Ardmore, beautiful Ardmore, where the fog has cleared, apparently. Vincent McCarthy. How are you, Vincent?
Oh, very good, Jess. Yeah.
What's it like in Ardmore today? You said the fog has kind of burnt off, is it?
Yeah, it's cleared up. It's a lovely day. The forecast is pretty good for the rest of the week, too,
It is supposed to be lovely over the weekend, getting up to 20.
Yeah, I have a daughter coming home there from England, and I'm delighted that she's coming home to a bit of good weather,
She'd bring the weather with her. And I'd say Ardmore is lovely during the summer, is it? Has the season started yet, or is it too early?
It's a bit early. The Cliff Hotel is busy all the time, all right. Jeez. You know, and it's other than that, like, it's quite enough, really.
What time is your daughter in tomorrow? Is it early?
She's coming in there with some other people, and they're going on the Wild Atlantic Way for a few days, and then they're heading down to Ardmore, like.
Great. I have got, do you know something? It's my sister's birthday, I just realised. April the 6th, Vincent. Any good?
Oh, jeez, you're way off.
What is it?
26th, it should be.
Oh, jeez. 20 days out. Well, sure, I'm sure you don't care because you have visitors coming tomorrow. Listen, hope you are well soon anyway, and thanks for taking the call. 1972, this week that was in the charts. Time for Dermot.
These are the days of our lives.
The days of our lives. On WLR.
Brought to you by Home Instead Senior Care Waterford. Helping seniors stay at home and maintain their independence. Homeinstead.ie.
In the early 1990s, as the story goes, an American gentleman and his wife went into a Waterford City pub. The man asked for two drinks and the bar owner said, "Sorry, we don't serve women." "Oh my God," exclaimed the American, "I can't believe it. Gay bar in Ireland." It wasn't a gay bar. It was Tom Mayer's pub on O'Connor Street in Waterford City. Tom refused to serve women in his bar up to the day he died. He took over the business from his father in 1926 and immediately put a ban on women in his pub. The only woman ever entered his bar was his wife Mary, who also served in the bar. Tom didn't sell Guinness. Instead, he sold Black Label, Bass, Murphy's and Beamy Stouts, and of course Minders. He bottled his own whiskey. There was no proper seating in the bar, no stools. The only seating were four wooden seats recessed into the panel walls, each seat accommodating three people. As one local put it, "You leave the modern world behind when you enter Tom Mayer's." However, not everyone was happy with the fact that Tom did not serve women, and in 1996, the Women's Action Group in Waterford here decided to put a picket on Tom's bar. It coincided with the fact that Tom had gotten ill and was in hospital. Many people were outraged at the suggestion of a picket, as most people thought Tom had a unique way of life. He was an old man, and times would eventually change, so no picket was ever put on Tom Mayer's again. What was Tom's problem with women? Well, in an interview he gave to a female reporter in 1995, he summed up his philosophy: strong men, stronger drink, weak women, strong vodka, long hours, and short skirts. A recipe for disaster. Tom died in December 2003, age 92. Talk to you soon.
My favourite song at the moment, kicking off today's drive home, Sam Smith and Normani, Dancing with a Stranger on WLR on the drive home. It is Tuesday. It's a little bit nicer outside today than it was yesterday. Oh my God, yesterday was ridiculous. Hope you're enjoying your afternoon, whatever it is you're up to though. Lots happening on the show today, including €430 in cash, which could be yours very soon. I still watch you when you're grooving. Me in Barry Moore and WLR.
Traffic and travel on WLR.
With thanks to Waterford Viking Marathon. Take care and watch out for runners on your daily commute. Register now at waterfordvikingmarathon.com.
So within the last hour, we had reports of a crash on the M9 northbound just after Mullna Vat, where the right lane was closed, but it looks like things may have reopened and are moving well again in the area. Do slow down and drive with extra care wherever you are this afternoon. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Danny California on WLR on the drive home at 5 to 5 already this afternoon. So we were asking you, life is like a box of what? Paul Keane, I know that you'll be able to give me the answer.
A box of chocolates.
Absolutely. Congratulations. Are you a Forrest Gump fan?
I'd be a big fan of him over the years.
I didn't even want to say, have you seen the movie? Because I think I'm presuming at this stage that almost everybody
numerous
who's...
Times.
Yeah, almost anybody who's watched movies in any capacity has seen Forrest Gump. And if you haven't, if you're listening at the moment, you haven't watched it. It is such a brilliant film. Well, you're going to go along to see it on Thursday evening, 7:30. Bolin's BMW is holding this retro drive-through cinema night, which is so cool. And a really nice opportunity to see it in a very cool fashion. So go and enjoy that.
Brilliant. Fantastic.
Live from Waterford and Dungarvan. This is Waterford at 6. News.
Good evening, I'm Anthony McFeely. The headlines: a man in his 70s has died after an accident on a farm in the Ferrybank area of County Waterford. And in sport, Manchester United need to come from behind away to Barcelona if they're to progress in the Champions League. A man in his 70s has suffered fatal injuries while emptying a septic tank on a farm in Mullinbrough. Gardaí were called to the scene of the incident this morning in the Ferrybank area of County Waterford. He was pronounced dead at the scene. His body has been taken to University Hospital Waterford, where a post-mortem will be conducted. The Health and Safety Authority attended the scene and will conduct an investigation.
On the Fringe with Mary O'Neill on WLR.
Good evening. You're very welcome along to On the Fringe for April the 16th. And I'm sure you're as glad as me that the weather cleared up. What an apocalyptic few days we've just had. Anyway, lots happening between now and 7 o'clock here on the Fringe. I am going to be speaking to Suniva McGill. She is the chairperson of Waterford Musical Society. And I'll hear all about the upcoming production of South Pacific, running from April 30th. And we'll also hear snippets from rehearsals as well. And it sounds like it's going fantastically. So it should be a really great show at the Theatre Royal. Also, City of Waterford Brass and Mount Sion Choir are teaming up to put on a concert at St. Patrick's Gateway on April 27th. I'll speak to MD of City of Waterford Brass, Julie Quinlan, very shortly. But first, every Tuesday for the month of April, we've been listening to Youth Quake on the Fringe. And this is a radio drama project developed by our own Aveen Fallon with TY students from Newtown School, De La Salle, the Ursuline and Ortskull Namara. I hope you've been enjoying these episodes as much as me. I think they're really excellent and such an insight into teenage life and really, really well made. And they are episodic, so you can follow the storylines. And this is episode 3, All About Jane. Have a listen.
The storylines and scripts for the following plays have been developed by TY students from The Ursuline, De La Salle, Newtown School and Ardskull Namara in Tramore. The story follows the lives of five teenagers and their friends, and in order to give as many students as possible the opportunity to be involved, in each episode the characters are played by different people. This is our voice. We hope you enjoy.
Youthquake, an interactive radio drama project developed by WLR and funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Episode 3, Jane.
My name is Jane McDonald. My friends say I should be in a show on the Disney Channel or something because I never stop talking. Talking is my biggest asset and my biggest downfall. It has gotten me into a whole heap of trouble in the past. I had ended up telling the guards where Alan and Anna were because of my big mouth. But for once, the whole thing in the skate park was not my fault. Everyone just assumed and put two and two together and got 40. And as my father used to say, to assume is to make an ass of you and me. So it wasn't my fault. I've just never been good with secrets. And suddenly I had two secrets to keep.
Tonight's Ear on Air underway. Swimming Tapes at Pyrenees here on WLR. So the next few records is all brand new Irish music, which I've got my hands on over the last couple of months. Music from The Portraits. We've also got Barry Wilson music on the way. But right now, heading down to Wexford for some Davy Lines. This is Blueprints.
Workshop Street is empty now.
The Beatles with The Long and Winding Road on the WLR Late Show, brought to you by the Sweet Bar and Restaurant in Kilmeaden. And that just about brings me to the end of the road for tonight. Thank you for listening in. Hopefully you'll have time to join me again tomorrow night. Damien Tiernan is on the way next with Daisha Today Replay. But first of all, ahead of the midnight news, we have Cool and the Gang. Cherish.